Megano English, the show about watching and understanding TV shows and movies in English. I'm Mike, and that is not Kinoko. Not Kinoko. Sadly, Kinoko is sick, and I'm flying solo today. I'm a little nervous. However, more important than being sick is entertaining and helping you improve your English. So this week, we are going to have an episode. Although, a short episode, but an episode. And today, I'm going to be talking about Sherlock, Season 1, Episode 2, The Blind Banker. Thank you for joining us again this week. We are so happy to have you listening to us, all two of you, maybe. Well, at least I know of one person, my mommy. My mommy listens to this. Thank you, mommy. I love you. She's a wonderful mom. And again, Kinoko is sick, so no princess today. Only me. Here in the wonderful, beautiful Hiroshima. And as always, please visit EnglishTravelClub.com/ENE009. EnglishTravelClub, one word, .com/ENE009. And you will find today's show notes. They will be brief, but it will include all of the information that I'm going to talk about when I talk about what I'm talking about today, which is Sherlock, Season 1, Episode 2, The Blind Banker.
Somebody doesn't want me to see it.
Shut up, what are you
John, doing? Concentrate. I need you to concentrate. Close your eyes.
What? Why? Why? What are you doing?
I need you to maximize your visual memory. Try to picture what you saw. Can you picture it?
Yeah.
Can you remember it?
Yes, definitely.
Can you remember the pattern?
Yes.
How much can you remember it?
Well, don't worry.
Because the average human memory on visual matters is only 62% accurate.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I remember all of it.
Really?
Yeah, well, at least I would if I can get to my pockets. Took a photograph.
And that was our short little intro clip to Sherlock Season 1, Episode 2. The Blind Banker. And it was just another fantastic episode of Sherlock. Every new episode that I see of this show, I just love it even more. It's so entertaining and it's so exciting. Honestly, the mystery that Sherlock and Dr. Watson tried to solve, I have no interest in that. What I really like is the chemistry between Sherlock and Dr. Watson and how they interact with one another. The dialogue in the show is also just fantastic. And I don't want to talk too much about this episode because hopefully next week when Kinoko feels better, we'll spend a couple of minutes and kind of talk about everything that happens. But I will say, Chinese acrobats. Come on. How exciting is that? Watching Chinese acrobats and the Sherlock kind of fight. Very exciting. Okay, so since there is no Kinoko today and it is only me, why don't we just go ahead and jump right into a kind of culture check. I have a lot of interesting and important kind of vocabulary from this episode of Sherlock. If you're like me, if you like British or English TV shows and you like police dramas, then all of this will be, well, most of this vocabulary is going to be very, very helpful for you. So let's just go ahead and get right in and...
You took your time.
Yeah, I didn't get the shopping.
What? Why not? Because I had a row in the shop with a chip and pin machine.
Okay, and our first up is chip and pin. In this clip, he says chip and pin machine. But a chip and pin is like, it's a credit card or a debit card. And you use it almost like you do a regular card. If you have, you know, like a Rakuten credit card or something like that. Except when you go to the store and you purchase something, usually you hand them your credit card and they put it in the machine and they print out the piece of paper and you have to sign the piece of paper. But in Europe, in most European countries, nowadays they have a credit card and it has like a chip, you know, like a computer chip inside of it. And when you purchase something at the store, they have a little device and you put your credit card inside there and then you have to enter in your PIN or your PIN number, so like a little security number, and the store employee never touches your credit card. And most European countries use this exclusively. They only use the chip and PIN, so it's, you know, supposed to be very secure. Okay, so let's move on to our next vocabulary.
It's password protected.
In a manner of speaking, took me less than a minute to guess yours. Not exactly Fort Knox.
Right, thank you.
Fort Knox. And Fort Knox is not British. It is American. And it is an army base near Louisville, Kentucky. The beautiful Louisville, Kentucky, where I lived when I was in elementary school. And Fort Knox is very, very famous because it is where the United States government keeps all of its gold. So there's a big building on this army base, and all of the gold that the United States government has, they put inside this big building, and it is surrounded by a lot of army people and Marines, so very, very safe. Okay.
Look at the case. There was something tightly packed inside it.
Thanks, I'll take your word for it.
Problem?
Yeah, I'm not desperate to root around some bloke's dirty underwear.
Bloke. Bloke is, you know, British informal way of saying a man or a boy, a person. A bloke. Okay. Moving along.
I phoned Lestrade. Is he on his way?
He's busy. I'm in charge. And it's not Sergeant, it's Detective Inspector Dimmock.
Detective Inspector Dimmock. Detective Inspector is a rank in the police force, and specifically for detectives. You have either police inspector or detective inspector. And if you watch a lot of British shows with police, you will often hear them saying DI. So instead of Detective Inspector Dimmock, most people would say D.I. Dimmock. And the Detective Inspector is really, I think, the first kind of manager in the police force, or the first managerial role. They oversee and manage all of the police officers who are working during their shift, or when they work, the time period that they are working. So they manage all of the people. So it's kind of an important job. All right, let's move right along.
One of your traders, someone who works in your office, was killed.
What?
Van Koon. The police are at his flat.
Killed?
Sorry to interfere with everyone's digestion. Still want to make an appointment? Would maybe 9 o'clock at Scotland Yard suit?
Scotland Yard. Okay, so maybe you've heard of Scotland Yard. It is very famous. It is the headquarters of London's Metropolitan Police. So where all of the high-ranking people are. And actually, it is named after the street that the original Metropolitan Police headquarters was at. So it was Great Scotland Yard was the name of the street. So it's named Scotland Yard because that was the main entrance into the police station. And today they now call it New Scotland Yard. It's in a different location, but yeah, it's named after the street. Okay, moving along.
Harrow, Oxford. Very bright guy.
So in this one, we have two references. One of them I think everyone probably knows, and that would be Oxford, which is a university in England. It is the oldest university for English speakers. And it is the second oldest university in the world. The first oldest would be, I think, the University of Paris. The Oxford, it has been around, or it started in like 1090. So in the 11th century, very, very old. Not as old as Oxford, but very, very old is Harrow. Harrow, the second reference, Harrow, is an all-boys public school in London. In England, they say public school. In America, we would say a private school. So a public school in London is a school that you have to pay money to go to, and that everybody can go, especially a school such as Harrow. It is very, very famous. A lot of politicians go to Harrow. I think about 9 former prime ministers graduated from Harrow. So it is a very prestigious high school and junior high school level education for boys. Okay. Next.
Just locum work.
No, that's fine.
You're a bit overqualified.
Locum work. Locum work is like a stand-in or a substitute. Temp work. If someone is sick and they need someone to do their job, you would get them, and that would be locum work. So it's temp work. You work for a short time because someone is sick or they can't do their job. Okay, moving along.
I went to see about a job at that surgery.
How was it?
Great. She's great.
Who?
Surgery. And this is another word that is used differently in America and in the UK. In America, when we talk about surgery, we talk about an operation. So heart surgery or, you know, dental surgery. You have to have your tooth removed or something. So it is a verb. It is an action. You're doing something. In the UK, surgery is a location. It's a place. It's a noun. So here he's talking about, I went to see about a job at that surgery or that office. Okay.
I've got 2 minutes before a community support officer comes around that corner. Can we do this while I'm working?
Community support officer. And I think that we do have this a little bit in America and maybe in Japan. I'm not certain, but a community support officer is someone who isn't a police officer, but they help the police. So they wear a police uniform, and typically I think they wear a police uniform and they walk around. And if they see someone doing something that's bad, that is minor, it's very small, they'll go to that person and they'll stop the person and take them to the police. But they aren't real police officers. They can do some things a police officer will do, but not everything. Maybe the closest thing in
Japan would be, I see in Hiroshima, the people who walk around with the like really bright green jackets, who like pick up garbage, and if they see someone like walking around the city smoking, they like stop the person and they're like, stop doing that, stop throwing your garbage underground, I will give you a fine, you have to pay money, you're a bad person, bad boy, don't litter. Okay.
What the hell do you think you're doing? This gallery is a listed public building.
No, wait. It's not me who painted that. I was just holding this for...
A listed public building or a listed building. I'm certain that they have something like this in Japan. We have something like this in America. And a listed building is a building that has some kind of historical or maybe just an architectural value to the country and to the culture. So they want to protect this building. So they list it. They have a list, which means listed. Yeah. And you aren't allowed to really change the building. You can't modify the building because it's protected. They want to keep the building looking the same way. It has to remain the same. Moving along. Oh, and this is our final two. There's two references in this little clip. Our final two for this episode of Econo English.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. Custody sergeants don't really like to be hurried, do they? Just formalities. Fingerprints, charge sheet, and I've got to be in magistrate's court on Tuesday.
What?
Me, Sherlock, in court on Tuesday. They're giving me an ASBO.
Good, fine.
All right. Oh, I like this. Dr. Watson, little Freeman. What an actor. Okay. So in here we have two. One is magistrate's court and the other is ASBO. And the first one, a magistrate's court, it's a low-level court. So it would be like the first court that you would go to. And they do a lot of like minor and low level crimes. So in this situation, we see Watson is in trouble because they think that he was doing graffiti, you know, spray painting the side of a listed building, you know, an important building. So he goes to magistrate court. It's not a serious crime. He didn't kill anyone. So that's where you would go, is magistrate's court. So the second one would be an ASBO, which is antisocial behavior order. And this is if you do something wrong, again, it's minor, not serious, like graffiti, you would have an ASBO. You'll get an ASBO. And this is like a fine. So you have to pay money, which is kind of a small part of it. I think the biggest part is the government can limit what you can do. So if you have an ASBO, the government can tell you, well, you cannot go back to this area. You're not allowed to go to this store. What else? You know, you can't use bad language, which is one of the things. It's kind of odd to me, but you're not allowed to use bad language, or you're not allowed to drink alcohol because you have this antisocial behavior. You're antisocial. You're doing things you're not supposed to do. So we want to give you this ASBO, and we want to limit what you can do and try and help you become a better person, I think is the reasoning why they have the ASBO. But I think it might change. A lot of people don't like the ASBO because it's generally given to kids, to teenagers who just... they're just being teenagers and they're doing silly, stupid stuff. They're not bad people, but... thank you for listening to this mic-only episode of Egano English, the very short, nervous, and lonely episode. Lonely because there was Kinoko, who, again, is sick, so she's unable to talk with a very sore throat. You can see our show notes if you go to englishtravelclub.com/ENE009. It will have all of the vocabulary that I talked about today and some more information and some links where you can see Sherlock on Hulu. They have a free trial. I think you get like 2 weeks free. And if you enjoy Hulu, it's a great service. And if you enjoy Hulu, it's like 900 yen a month. And just a lot of British, American, Japanese, and even Korean and Chinese movies and TV shows. So it's fantastic. Also, you can email us at eganoego@gmail.com. That's eganoeigo@gmail.com. Eganoego. If you have any feedback that you'd like to tell us, if you have any questions about Sherlock, any vocabulary questions about Sherlock, then send those to us and we will answer those in next week's episode. Also, if you have any recommendations for how to improve the show, we would love to hear that because we want to make this, we are making this for you, the listener. So we want to improve it. And next week, if you want a little homework for next week we will talk about Glee Season 1, Episode 5, The Road's Not Taken. Maybe my personal favorite episode of Glee. We were going to talk about that this week, but again, Kinoko's sick, so we're not going to talk about it, or we couldn't talk about it this week, so we'll talk about that next week. And we are going to do our first movie, Bridget Jones's Diary, the wonderful movie with Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant. So until next week, thank you and have a nice day.